Hi, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Revelation 2, verses 18 through 28 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. To the angel of the assembly in Thyatira write, "The Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire and his feet are like burnished brass, says these things. I know your works, your love, faith, service, patient endurance, and that your last works are more than the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate your woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. She teaches and seduces my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her and those who commit adultery with her into a bed of great oppression, unless they repent of her works. I will kill her children with death, and all the assemblies will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your deeds, but to you I say, to the rest who are in Thyatira, as many as don't have this teaching, who don't know what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I am not putting any other burden on you. Nevertheless, hold that which you have firmly until I come. He who overcomes and he who keeps my works to the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron, shattering them like clay pots, as I have also received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this list at the beginning of this particular message is really helpful to me. Lord, I want my works, we want our works to glorify you, to make you smile. We want to have strong love for our enemies and for our friends and for our family and for those that we have estranged relationships from. We want to increase our faith. We want to have more trust in you this year than we did last year. And Lord, sometimes when I look back over my life, I can see that trajectory of going from faith to faith. Sometimes in the doldrums of life, it's hard to see that we have gotten better and better and better on our sanctification journey. But overall, we have that potential to grow every single day. Lord, help us to serve, to think not merely about how to make others serve us or to live a selfish, self-centered life, but how we can serve those who are in need and serve our families and serve the people that we love. And then patient endurance. Lord, we long for this in our lives. I think about 100% of us don't have patience, and about 100% of us get tired when we are trying to endure. And so, Lord, as we face various trials of different kinds, help us to continue to put the next foot in front of the other, to patiently endure suffering like a good soldier of Christ, to count it all joy when we encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result. We need that, Lord. And so we recognize that it comes from your Holy Spirit. And then this last phraseology, your last works are more than the first, Lord, that's our longing. We want to continue to move from glory to glory in the way that we worship and serve you. Lord, if there are people in our churches, that the church that we go to, or if we are encaptured by sexual sin, we ask that you would root it out, and we also surrender that side of ourselves to you. We surrender our sexuality to you, and we want to honor you with the way that we live our lives in that way. Lord, thank you for not putting extra burdens on us. You remind us from Scripture that your burden is light. And so we just thank you so much that the burden that you give us is one that we can actually carry. And Lord, I just pray that today. Today, my burden feels really heavy. And so I remind myself that I can give it to you, and you take that yoke upon yourself, and you give me that light and burden. And so I just, gosh, Lord, I just give it to you, and I ask that you would take it. And for those listening today that feel the same way, we just ask you to relieve us of all the things that we're carrying right now, because they feel really heavy and overwhelming and difficult. And we know you're able to do that. So forgive us for trying to grab onto control. Instead, we give the reins to you, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm just grateful for you. And if you are kind of overwhelmed by life, you're normal. Hello, you're normal. But we have a Savior who loves us well and a Holy Spirit who lives within us that will give us the strength to take the next right step. So take that step and walk in your strength today, friend.